to understand at least approximately how these consequences manifest themselves in us, let us consider a further fact that is perfectly intelligible to our reason and beyond any doubt whatever. All men are mortal, and each of us may die at any moment. Now, the question arises, can a man really picture to himself, and so to say, experience in his consciousness, the process of his own death? No, his own death and the experiencing of this process, a man, however he may wish, can never picture to himself. An ordinary contemporary man can picture to himself the death of another, though even this not fully. He can picture to himself, for instance, a certain Mr. Smith leaving the theater and on crossing the street being run over by an automobile and crushed to death. Or a signboard blown down by the wind falls on the head of Mr. Jones, who happens to be passing, and kills him on the spot. Or Mr. Brown, who has eaten spoiled crayfish, gets poisoned, and since no one is able to save him, dies the next day. Anyone can easily picture all these, but can the ordinary man contemplate for himself the same possibility as he admits for Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Brown, and really feel and live through all the despair of facing such an eventuality for himself? Think what would be the state of a man who could clearly picture to himself and experience the inevitability of his own death. If he seriously ponders and succeeds in entering deeply into this so as really to cognize his own death, what could be more terrifying? In ordinary life, over and above the terrible fact of the inevitability of our own death, there are many other things, particularly in recent times, which, if we would even imagine having to live through them, would evoke in us feelings of inexpressible and intolerable anguish. Suppose that those contemporary people who have already entirely lost all possibility of having any real objective hope for the future, that is to say, those who have never sown anything during their responsible life, and therefore have nothing to reap in the future, suppose that one day they should become aware of the inevitability of their imminent death. From the thought alone, they would hang themselves. As a result of the specific action of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava on their common psyche, most contemporary people, those three-brained beings, in whom were placed the hopes of our Creator as possible servers of higher purposes, are prevented from knowing any of these genuine terrors. And thus, they are able calmly to carry on their existence in unconscious fulfillment of what was foreordained, but in the service only of nature's most immediate aims, since on account of their unbecoming abnormal life, they have lost any possibility of serving higher purposes. Owing to these consequences, not only does the recognition of such terrors fail to arise in the psyche of contemporary people, but to calm themselves, they even invent all kinds of fantastic explanations which are plausible solely to their naive logic for what they really sense and also for what they do not sense at all.